Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 60, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. To thee I lift my soul, in thee my trust repose. My God, O put me not to shame before triumphant foes. And what follows, Psalter 60, the first three stanzas. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 2 Corinthians 5. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, and not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. And now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing as God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that, whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that, whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. And knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Aware for henceforth, knowing no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, and not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. And now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Mrs. Monica Niels was privileged to return from the hospital this afternoon. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Most holy, most majestic, most glorious, all-sufficient, everywhere present, all-knowing, a merciful and good-doing God, thou art that ever-faithful God. Therefore the seasons may still run their course, and therefore thy word may still be proclaimed. Then it is so necessary each time by renewal, that thou granteth profound impressions of these matters, and that we are poor, needy sinners, lying under thy wrath by nature, and by nature without hope, without Christ, without God in the world. But, Lord, we have heard in this afternoon such a precious word to the prophet and to that remnant that had returned to the promised land, that thou hast returned to in mercies to Jerusalem, and that thou would build up their house, Lord. May thou then come with those mercies in our midst, to work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit in the hearts of young and old. O Lord, thou hast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee, and that it shall not all have to testify against us and our children, but that it may testify for us, and to that end that thou may use thy word in this evening hour, that it may enter into many hearts, that it may become reality before it becomes reality at the end of her life. O Lord, thou hast taught thy church that thy kingdom may come. May it come amongst us and our children in a richer measure, that many souls may be given to taste of the good and the sweet things of the service of the Lord, and learn that how a poor sinner can be reconciled with thee through the meritorial work of thy dear Son, by the work of thy Holy Spirit. Lord, thou knowest most perfectly how deep we have fallen, and by nature how dead we are in sins and trespasses, still a privilege and still a blessing when we may have a speaking and a tender conscience. But, ah, Lord, we need a new heart that may love and fear Thee. Wilt Thou spare us and our children, that we deceive not ourselves? Ah, Lord, maybe a soul has come up in this evening hour, and that is their exercise of so many fears, so many riddles, and that with a Rebecca of old they have to say, how am I thus, Lord? Wilt Thou then speak a good and comfortable word? Remember Thy people. Wilt Thou grant a more tender, a more close life? And wilt Thou grant a heart to acknowledge Thee for all Thy blessings in the day of tomorrow? A day has been set aside that in a special way that we may thank Thee, but, ah, Lord, Thou art to be thanked every day in our lives. Wilt Thou to that end grant Thy Holy Spirit? Wilt Thou remember the many needs amongst us? Remember all the mourning families, also that family who shall be called upon in this week to bring their beloved one to the cemetery. Wilt Thou remember them in a special way, and may the callings all be sanctified to the hearts of young and old. Wilt Thou remember all our elderly ones, remember the sick and afflicted ones. Ah, Lord, Thou was granted in this afternoon hour that a mother after her surgery may return to her dwelling. Wilt Thou grant a broken and a humble heart, and that already in this day that Thou may grant thanksgiving to acknowledge Thee. And, O Lord, above all, that the serious and solemn calling, that it may be used, that there may come a time, that it may be heard, that it was this calling accompanied with Thy holy word, that Thou was used for the eternal welfare of never-dying souls. Lord, remember all those that suffer pain, that have difficulties, the difficulties of the body and the difficulties of the mind. Wilt Thou remember all the handicapped ones, and then in this week a daughter, a blind daughter, whom Thou so wonderfully hast spared, hopes to commemorate, that Thou was added in other year to her years. Lord, under the circumstances, wilt Thou grant a humble and a broken heart, we commend her unto Thee, whether parents and family, for body and for soul. Remember the crosses, the burdens. Remember those that struggle with temptations and with addictions. And may it please Thee to deliver them. Remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Lord, bless the manifold means of grace. Bless the means of grace in the family circles. Then by renewal we commend unto Thee those parents with their little ones who have received Thy thrice holy name, the sign and the seal of the covenant upon their forehead. Ah, Lord, wilt Thou do for those little ones by Thy free and sovereign grace what they cannot do for themselves. Wilt Thou then glorify Thy name, remember the parents. Wilt Thou grant exercises therewith. Wilt Thou bless the means of grace in the church. Remember consistory and congregation to that end. And be mindful of our Christian school. We commend unto Thee the school board, the administration, the staff, the bus drivers. Wilt Thou grant traveling mercies and do bless thy holy word. O Lord, remember the nations of the earth. Remember our poor nation that has departed so far from thee. Remember our province, the premier, with all those that stand at his side, all in high authority and under trying and difficult circumstances, a wealth, O grant an acknowledging of thee, and that without thy blessing our labors, they cannot avail. Oh, may there yet come repentance, that there may be spoken of sin and guilt, as it has been in former ages, that the leaders have called the people to a day of fasting, humiliation, and repentance. Oh, well, thou remember all the sick in the province. Remember hospitals, all those that work in the medical field and in emergency department. Oh, well, thou be their helper ever near. Oh, Lord, we remember the needs in the realm of nature. And may it please thee to replenish the thirsty earth. Thou was given a little moisture in this evening hour. Well, thou provide for our daily bread. And now, Lord, in this evening hour, may once more our help be in the name of the Lord who has made heaven and earth. Well, thou grant thy Holy Spirit in speaking and in listening. Well, thou graciously remove everything that could be a hindrance. Well, thou bind the devil and give a little rest in thy house. And, Lord, that with a confession, that it is undeserved, that it is sinned away. Also our unthankfulness, may that become our sin and our guilt, that needs to be washed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. Wilt thou then pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 261, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Sing a new song to Jehovah for the wonders he hath wrought. His right hand and our most holy triumph to his cause have brought. And what follows? 261, 1, 2, and 3. Thank you. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day number 19, the question and answer 52. What comfort is it to thee that Christ shall come again to judge the quick and the dead? Answer, that in all my sorrows and persecutions, with uplifted head, I look for the very same person who before offered himself for my sake to the tribunal of God and has removed all curse from me, to come as judge from heaven, who shall cast all his and my enemies into everlasting condemnation, but shall translate me with all his chosen ones to himself into heavenly joys and glory. Lord's Day number 19, question and answer 52, speak of Christ coming to judge the quick and the dead. Five thoughts. In the first place, the exalted judge. Secondly, the powerful summons. Thirdly, the perfect separation. Fourthly, the all-inclusive trial. And fifthly, the righteous sentences. Christ coming to judge the quick and the dead. The exalted judge, the powerful summons, the perfect separation, the all-inclusive trial, and the righteous sentences. Beloved congregation, in this evening, then we are called to consider Christ coming again to judge the quick and the dead. Do you know what that means, quick? That word quick means, boys and girls, that means that Christ shall come to judge the living ones, all the people living upon the earth, and also all those that have died. The fourth step of the exaltation of Christ. Three have taken place, and now the fourth step still awaits for its fulfillment. And then the instructors, when they are given to speak of the seventh article of the 12 articles, then they have worded their question in a special way. And that question has much to say unto us. And it is also a question that we are called to examine ourselves, how it is with our soul, because the instructors have not asked whether there shall be a judgment day, but then they have asked, what comfort is it to thee that Christ shall come again to judge the quick and the dead? That is a question that comes to thee. That is a question in this evening hour that comes to every boy and girl and to everyone in our midst, concerning when Christ shall appear upon the clouds of heaven as judge, to judge all the inhabitants of the earth, and also the devils. Then the question in this evening, what comfort is that to thee? Then I already hear many say and think that it is not a comfort to me, because I am still unconverted, still of all my sins upon my back. And when I even think of that day, maybe there are those that try to put that thought far away, even though we live in the latter days of the earth. If we lay God's word beside the happenings of this earth, then it is clear that the day is quickly approaching when Christ shall come upon the clouds of heaven to judge the quick and the dead. When we think of a Felix in Acts 24, verse 25, then Paul has preached to Felix and his wife Priscilla, and then he has preached of temperance, righteousness, and of judgment. And then we read that Felix trembled. He had an impression how terrible it shall be to die unconverted and to appear before the Lord. And when Christ shall appear upon the clouds, then to be publicly judged. Everything that has taken place in our life, things that have not been revealed here in the time, it shall be opened up to the whole world. Oh, then if Felix was given to tremble, and what should have Felix then done? Ah, then he should have bowed his knees and say, Lord, convert me now, as thou hast converted thy servant Paul. Nothing too wonderful for thee. He was a persecutor, and he may become thy child and thy servant. Thus he does not have to fear that great judgment day. Lord, wilt thou show mercy, that I may be prepared for that solemn day? But what has a Felix done, do you know, boys and girls? That is a very dangerous thing to do. When we have convictions and thoughts about these matters, that we never do as a Felix, because he said to Paul, go thy way for this time, and when I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee. And we never read that a Felix was converted. What comfort is it to thee? And then it brings us back to our Heidelberg Catechism, the first Lord's Day. What is thy only comfort in life and death? And now we find the same word that reminds us, congregation, that we examine our hearts when we have come to Lord's Day 19 already. How is it that now with that comfort we have all come that much closer to that never-ending eternity, and that day of judgment is coming, and when the Lord sends the angel of death, then our time of grace is over, then our journey is over, and then we shall appear before our Maker. Therefore may that question, oh, an uncovering question, when it is not a comfort for us, when it still causes us to tremble, oh, to think of that solemn and profound day when all the inhabitants of the earth, when the family circles, when they shall be placed before the judge of heaven and earth, and then to receive our due reward. Oh, then what comfort is it to thee? Then the instructors are given to speak of a people for whom it is a comfort, And then the instructors, each time by renewal, then they stress concerning the work of the Lord in the heart, the necessity of those further leadings, because the instructors, they are given to speak of special things. And then in this evening, concerning our 5 points, then there must be, by the work of the Holy Spirit, by the grace of God, a certain knowledge of those matters here in the time. And oh, for the child of God, it shall not be the first tribunal that they shall be have experienced. And therefore our instructors, they answer that in all my sorrows, there are many sorrows, also many good things. What a blessings that the Lord has granted us in the past season. Reasons to have thanksgiving, it is true. Mourning families, empty places, disappointments can be multiplied out. Nevertheless, the Lord has showered us with many blessings. And fathers and mothers, then you have nice things to talk about these days concerning all the blessings that we find so normal and which the Lord has showered so abundantly, liberally, and undeservedly upon us and our children. But as a fruit of our deep fall, many sorrows, Job 14 verse 1, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Maybe, young people, maybe you think that is a confession of older people that have become infirm. But with me it shall be different. Maybe that is your thought. And not to despise the many blessings that the Lord grants. But let us remember, as an old father has said, a round world can never fully fill a triangular heart. The true satisfaction is only to be found in the service of the Lord. And when we consider all the blessings, even the thoughts concerning those blessings, they shall not be forever. Husband and wife, come a separation, have seen it yesterday. 63 years bound in the bound of holy matrimony, there has come a separation, and everything upon this world shall come to an end. What is thy only comfort in life and death? That in all my sorrows, but then to make a separation, because it can be. There are people in this world that are so discouraged, that are brought nigh to despair. Alas, there are so many in our days because of those sorrows that they take their own life. May we and our children be kept from that deed and from that great sin. Always remember, congregation, how deep the sorrows may be, how impossible, how distressful, that you think there is no one upon the earth that has to suffer as I do. There is still a God in heaven that says, open wide thy mouth, and that we may tell the Lord everything, and that he can give deliverance. But now, to separate even more the instructors, that in all my sorrows and persecutions. And who are now persecuted? John 15, verse 20. They have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. That is a people that has been wrought upon. Of course, there can also be persecutions on account of different causes, but now we speak of the true church of Jesus Christ that is persecuted for his testimony, that are given to walk according to his word. And then we must remember the time when our catechism has been has been written. Boys and girls, maybe you have read of William Tyndale, the Bible translator. That is a nice history to read. Has been burned on the stake, 1536. Many others in the time that the catechism was composed in 1563. Then the authorities were hunting for Guido de Bree, the composer of the Confession of Faith. Oh, that persecuted church, there were many that have suffered the spoiling of goods, that they have dwelt in secret places, and now the instructors are given to write, oh, that in all their sorrows and persecutions, then they have their King at the right hand of the Father, because our question follows upon the explanation of the sitting at the right hand of God, and then that in all my sorrows and persecutions, with uplifted head, the separation becomes more and more narrow, a dividing line. Ah, when the Lord works, then they also have that godly sorrow that is different than the sorrows of the world, but then they have a sorrow because of all their sins, the sins of their fellow man. They are given to experience persecution. Can even be in the church when we mock one another. May that not happen. But now the instructors, with uplifted head, what an examination in the year 2021 concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the clouds of heaven. And how can it now be that the instructor says with uplifted head, were as it were waiting for Christ to appear, awaiting for that final day of judgment, then the instructors are given to give an answer, and then they are given to speak of a child of God that has been led further. Do we not read in 1 Corinthians 15 that also for the church that death is their last enemy? How many a child of God, they cannot deny that they find their life declared in the Word of God. We have heard it out of the chapter read, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. But their sins, their debt, are still upon their back. Perhaps a hope, a revelation. But it is clear in this answer that an instructor is speaking that has been led further, that has experienced the pardoning of sins. With uplifted head, I look for the very same person who before offered himself for my sake to the tribunal of God. Then we have said for that comfort, then we must have a certain knowledge of all of our 5 points. And our first point speaks of the exalted judge. That speaks of a tribunal. And now when the Lord begins that good work, then that tribunal is set up in our heart. And then we receive knowledge of the Lord, that he is a righteous judge, that he is so holy, and that he demands perfect separation. And then I learned that I am a poor, undone, and lost sinner. but yet on account of that love shed abroad in the heart, then that people is given to bow and to love the Lord who must condemn them because of all their sins. But now the Lord, in the moment of regeneration, he also implants that hope. They do not know how, but they are given to experience the sweet things of the Lord, that the Lord is merciful. Oh, that he visits Jerusalem with his mercy. And then they are given to hear of those good and comfortable words. And then they are given to bow, they are given to beg. Thus the necessity that on the great day of judgment, we are not brought before that tribunal for the first time, but that that tribunal that is set up in our conscience, in our heart, here in the time. I am not saying we have knowledge of Christ, but then we receive knowledge of the Lord, that he is judge, and then we are given to seek, that we may be reconciled with our judge. Then we try to please the judge, if it is possible, to never anger him no more. Thus what rich, but also separating things. Ah, the instructors are saying, seeking souls, do you hear what you miss and what you need? Because otherwise, then this last step of exaltation, it shall remain so fearful. It shall fill us with so much fright and with so much dread. It shall cause much trembling. But now the instructor, he has come to a saving knowledge. Oh, the instructor has learned that in tribunal, that he has nothing to pay, a heavenly high debt, that the Lord must pronounce him guilty, that he must send him away forever from his presence. But now the instructor has learned that there has come another one, the same judge, that shall appear upon the clouds of heaven, that he has, oh, what precious words. I look for the very same person who before offered himself for my sake to the tribunal of God. What rich words for the church of God, but necessary to be experienced, and has removed all curse from me. Our second thought, the powerful summons. Christ shall come again to judge the quick and the dead. The instructors have not spoken of whether there shall be a judgment day, clearly written in God's word in the Old Testament, even in Enoch. We read thereof in Jude 14 and 15 is prophesied that there would come a day of judgment. We read thereof in Daniel 12, Matthew 24 and 25, Acts 17 verse 31. God hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained. In Hebrews 9, verse 27, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after the judgment. In Revelations 1, verse 7, it is written that every eye shall see him. Thus, congregation, it is clearly declared in God's word that there shall be a judgment day. There must be a judgment day, because there is much sin, it is true. Much sin is uncovered. We read in Numbers 32, verse 23, be sure that your sin will find you out. But there are many cases in this world that are not solved even in the courts. Thus then the justice of God requires that there shall be a judgment day that publicly before all the inhabitants of the world it shall be opened up. Then even that innate knowledge of man, it is true, we live in a day that many of the children of men, that they are so hardened and that they refuse to bow under God's word, that openly declare that there is no God, that they are despising the institutions out of paradise. Nevertheless, many times it is heard when the Lord sends great judgments and terrible things take place, that a people is given to say that I thought that the end of the world was here. Thus a judgment day shall come. Do you believe it, congregation? Do we believe that there shall come a judgment day when we shall stand there as consistory congregation of Pitcher Butte, fathers and mothers with their children, and there shall not be one missed? Because on that day, then there shall be no spectators. We shall all be part of that day. What a solemn day it shall be. And when shall that be? I think our boys and girls know. Of course, not the hour and the time. It's written in the Bible that no man knoweth that hour. There have been different ones that have predicted the same, but they have been disappointed. They have been wrong. But when shall Christ now come upon the clouds of heaven? I think you know, boys and girls. When shall that be? When the last, fill it in, when the last boy or girl, man or woman, is converted, then immediately Christ shall appear. Then the trumpet shall sound. We shall all hear it. All the dead shall be raised, and the living shall be changed in a twinkling of an eye. Are we prepared, congregation, for that day? Are we ready to meet our judge? Has that tribunal been set up in our conscience, in our heart? Have we learned to bow, to adore, to repent, and to cry? Have we become exercised with our heavenly debt? Because that debt needs to be forgiven. And now today, then there are still those precious invitations to the whole congregation to be saved. But on that day, then it is no longer to be possible to be converted. I even read those solemn words in Revelation 6, verse 16. Then I read of the unconverted. Here they refuse to come to the throne of grace as a poor sinner. Here they refuse to give heed to those invitations. Here they refuse to come to the cross with the crucified Savior. But when the trumpet shall sound, then they shall be forced to come. And then they shall have a deep impression, too late. Too late to be unconverted. Then they shall see that exalted judge, not as a reconciling Savior, but as a very angry judge. Then their conscience shall begin to speak. and then they shall begin to pray in sincerity. Not to the judge, that shall be too late, but to the mountains and to the rocks, that they may fall on them, that they may be covered, that they may be hid from the Lamb that sits on the throne, from the wrath of the Lamb. What solemn words. Ah, oh, may it please the Lord. As we have heard in this afternoon, that promise to Zechariah that the Lord had visited Jerusalem with mercies to speak those good and comforting words, are there souls that have an unsolved court case, so burdened, so troubled? Oh, not deny that you have not received the hope. You cannot deny that you have experienced those mercies with which he visited his people, that he has spoken good and comfortable words, but an unsolved court case. May this question and answer be used that you may have no rest till it may be solved, to receive an eye upon that precious mediator, but also as the instructors may speak in the exercise of true saving faith, to have our sins cast away into the sea of eternal forgetfulness, blotted out by the blood of the Lamb. The powerful summons, then we shall come, then we must come, and then the judge, he shall command the angels to separate the children of men. Let us first sing. Psalter 16. Let us only sing 7, 8, and 9. The sins of the nations their ruin have wrought, their own evil doing destruction has brought. Is this the Lord's justice eternally stands, that sinners are snared in the work of their hands? Psalter 16, only the stanzas 7, 8, and 9.
Thank you.
Christ coming to judge the quick and the dead, the exalted judge, the powerful summons, and for the child of God, then they are given to experience that summons here already in the time. Then they are given to appear before the judge. And then there can be much dealings with the judge, many promises. The instructors may speak of a time that the judge may speak. And now thirdly, the perfect separation. And then the instructors are given to speak of two kinds of people, his and my enemies into everlasting condemnation, and then those chosen ones to himself. Concerning that separation, it shall not be the first time of a separation, but that separation shall and must be experienced here below. That separation is experienced by the true child of God, because then they are separated in the way of their desires, in the way of their longings. Then in principle they are separated here below. Then they receive different companions. Then on account of that love, then there is a separation with the world and with the vanities, all the wickedness, although they have much trouble with the world and with those vanities. And nevertheless, that separation that is experienced here below, and also that separation that shall be seen by our fellow man, because at the end of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 7, then Christ has declared in the verses 16 through 20 that by their fruit ye shall know them. It shall be a separate people with different desires. Oh, then their heart goes out after the Lord and after his service, after his communion. The Lord has a prepared people for a prepared place. Thus also concerning our third point, concerning that perfect separation, then we are called to examine ourselves. Has that separation, has the Lord now separated us by free and sovereign grace with those living thirstings after the living God? That is the question in this evening. And now that separation, oh, it is true. Here, it can come so close. Think of the parable, Matthew 25, of the wise and the foolish virgins, both had lamps, can come so close. Matthew 13, the parable of the wheat and the tares, and they tell us when they are sown together that for a certain time most people cannot tell the difference. But when the heads come in, then there comes a separation, the wheat and the tares. Do you have trouble with that parable, congregation? That is oftentimes, because when the Lord works, that people is not afraid to examine themselves. Oh, if they are wrong, then they need to know today, before at the end. Ah, they are given to beg. Lord, if thou hast never begun in my heart, ah, wilt thou begin today, that I deceive not myself. A perfect separation. Then Christ, he shall command the holy angels to go among the multitudes, the children of men, the holy angels through the midst of the congregations, midst of the family circle, husbands, wives, children, what a separation that shall be. Here, when there are fearful times, then many times boys and girls, they cleave unto their parents. And that day it shall not avail. What a separation that shall be. You think of those things sometime, congregation, or many times. Fathers and mothers, with your dear children, do you ponder about those things? First, of course, where shall I stand? Or are you so busy with your daily life that you actually do not even have time to think of those solemn things? So busy, actually not time to be sick, and not even time to die. What is our life? What a solemn separation that shall be. Through the midst of family circles, and then those whom the Lord has separated by His grace, that have learned to love the Lord in sincerity, they shall be placed on the right hand. Shall be a perfect separation. No Judas, no disunity as a Paul and a Barnabas. It shall be perfect. And on the left hand, the goats who have refused to bow under the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What shall it be on the left hand? There shall be heathens, cannibals, Hindus, Buddhists, Roman Catholics, great multitudes under deceitful religion, all those that have been in prison, even high security prisons that have done terrible and awful things. They shall all be placed on the left hand. There shall also be from the NRC. Shall it be you, congregation? Fathers and mothers, shall it be you with your dear children? And what shall your children then have to say? Fathers and mothers, office bearers, are we free of the blood of our heirs? Or shall there then be those boys and girls that shall cry out, Father, Mother, you have been so good for me, given everything I needed, actually much more. You have given us things that have ruined our soul, let it not be so. But, oh, Father and Mother, why? Did you not more speak to us concerning that one thing needful, concerning our soul, concerning the Savior, concerning the seriousness of the time? O Father and Mother, why did you not try to impress upon our hearts with your life? There were times that you have spoken of these things, but when he looked at your life, that you were so busy only with the earthly things, then it was clear to us that you did not even believe what you told us. What a day it shall be. A perfect, a separation, and then the trial, an all-inclusive trial, shall all be brought up in the, out in the open. Our thoughts, our words, our deeds. Even read in Matthew 12 that for each idle word shall be brought into judgment. Our work, relationships, everything shall be judged. We shall be judged. Oh, it is true. On the left hand, a great difference. Shall not be so many compared to the multitudes of the world that are so privileged as we and our children. And then I read in Luke 12, verse 48, unto whom much is given, much as shall be required. I read in Revelations 20, that the books shall be opened. The book of remembrance shall all come back. Our life. The book of God's providence, special blessings. Also have to give an account of all the blessings we have received. Providential callings, we shall be reminded there on the road, on the farm, that the Lord has so wonderfully spared and that we have not given heed to the callings. It shall be the book of the law, and we shall be judged, all young and old. What a solemn day that shall be for us and our children. But now that blessed people, not to scare you young and old, but may the Lord use it and to visit us with mercies to Jerusalem, as we have heard in this afternoon hour. We have heard it that Paul has written in verse 10, for we must all, do you hear it? Not one excluded, all. Whole congregation of Pitcher Butte. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone, you hear it, everyone, none shall escape, may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or evil, and then, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. And then in verse 14, oh, the love of Christ constraineth us, oh, young and old. And then those two sentences, our instructors, they have written, who shall cast all his and my enemies into everlasting a condemnation. But it is true in this answer, the order is contrary to how it shall take place. Because first the righteous, they shall be set into liberty. But shall translate, this what a difference to be cast or to be translated. Translate me. the people may have a little beginning. Me with all his chosen ones, then by renewal. Then the instructor is given to glorify free and sovereign grace with all his chosen ones to himself into heavenly joys and glory. Where shall we stand? Where shall we spend eternity? That separation that takes place here below in beginning. Have we learned to know a new life? Oh, to hunger and thirst after righteousness today. It is still by invitation. The Lord still calls, my son, my daughter, give me thy heart. May it please Almighty God to visit us with those mercies of which we have heard in this afternoon hour. May it be the goodness of the Lord that leadeth to repentance. The day of tomorrow has been set aside for a special day of thanksgiving. The Lord remember the mourning families. The Lord has nearly given a whole season from prayer day to Thanksgiving Day. The Lord has not taken one away, but it has pleased the Lord early Saturday morning to take out of this life Mr. John Overeem. May the Lord remember all the afflicted, all the disappointed. Nevertheless, many reasons to acknowledge the Lord has given so much more than we deserve. May it please the Lord by His Spirit to grant humble and broken hearts a little impression of His tender mercies, of His goodness, and what we deserve. The Lord grant liberal hearts. Boys and girls, have you thought about it already? Tomorrow, when you go to your piggy bank, how much you shall give the Lord that is fitting on these special days, that you give something of self. May we be given to commend one another at the throne of grace. The Lord watch over us in this night. Give to meditate upon what we have heard upon that great judgment day. And may we be given to beg for His mercy. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, how wilt Thou impress upon all our hearts what a solemn day that judgment day shall be, and that we shall all have a part in that day. And then there are two kinds of people. Ah, Lord, may Thy kingdom come in a richer measure amongst us and our children. Wilt Thou work lovingly and irresistibly by Thy Spirit. We may thank Thee that Thou hast given another Lord's Day for Thy help, for some words to speak. We need Thy help by renewal on the day of tomorrow. Ah, Lord, may we be given to meditate and to remember in the midst of all the difficulties, the many blessings which Thou hast given. Wilt Thou now graciously watch over us in this night? Wilt Thou be the faithful keeper, Israel? And may we be given to meet one another in Thy house in the day of tomorrow. Wilt thou forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, the Psalter 107, the four stanzas. My end, Lord, make me know, my days how soon they fail, and to my thoughtful spirit show how weak I am and frail, and what follows. Psalter 107, the four stanzas. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.